This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran appears to be at odds with the United Nations nuclear watchdog over information it should be providing regarding its atomic energy program. This according to the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency on Friday, Rafael Grossi. Speaking to a conference in Rome, Grossi said he is concerned over a recent announcement by Tehran that it is boosting its enrichment capacity. He said he was still hopeful Tehran would give an explanation for the unexpected discovery of traces of uranium at three undeclared sites. The discovery was made several years ago. A recent IAEA report said Iran had agreed to a visit by the UN watchdog in November, but the meeting hasn't happened yet. U.S. employment statistics released Friday show employers hired more workers than expected in November and raised wages despite mounting worries of a recession. Those findings could complicate the Federal Reserve's intention to start slowing the pace of its interest rate hikes this month. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday he's ready for negotiations with the West, provided the West recognizes what he called Russia's new territories, meaning land taken from Ukraine. The statement from the Kremlin came after what appeared to be a cautious diplomatic overture from the White House at a news conference Thursday with French President Emmanuel Macron. President Joe Biden said he's prepared to speak with Putin if Putin is looking for a way to end the war. The Kremlin shot back that Putin is open to negotiations, but the West must accept Russia's annexation of Ukrainian territories. Russia's invasion has been condemned as illegal by most countries. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app to search for VOA News. This is VOA News. Ukrainian and Spanish officials said Friday that Ukraine's embassy in Madrid received a parcel containing animal eyes on Friday. It was the latest in a series of similar gruesome packages sent to its diplomatic missions around Europe, according to Ukrainian and Spanish officials. Police cordoned off the Ukrainian embassy in Madrid and were searching the area with sniffer dogs. A spokesperson for Ukraine's foreign ministry said the packages have been sent to embassies in Hungary, the Netherlands, Poland, Croatia, and Italy. The spokesperson said most of the packages originated from one European country, but did not give details. Pakistan's chief diplomat in Afghanistan survived an assassination attempt on Friday, but his security guard was critically injured. Sources say Pakistan's charge d'affaires was on a routine afternoon walk inside the embassy compound when unknown gunmen from a nearby building opened fire on him. The diplomat escaped unhurt, but his security guard was reportedly hit in the chest by three bullets. A foreign ministry statement in Islamabad condemned what it called an assassination attempt. It demanded the Taliban government in Kabul immediately investigate the shooting and bring the culprits to justice. Authorities on the Italian island of Ischia prepared Friday to evacuate more than 1,000 people from at-risk areas following warnings of heavy rain, this just days after a deadly landslide. Heavy rains 6 days ago caused a wave of mud and debris to sweep through a small town on the island of Ischia, killing 11 people. One woman is still missing. Geologists have warned bad weather risks causing further landslides on parts of the island, which is thronged with tourists in the summer. Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate were in attendance for the awarding of their Earthshot Prize for Environmental Innovators Friday evening in Boston, Massachusetts. The ceremony at Boston's MGM Music Hall included performances by Billie Eilish and Annie Lennox. Earlier in the day, William met with President Biden and Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of the late President John F. Kennedy. Spectators and onlooking tourists are flocking to Hawaii's Mauna Loa after the world's largest active volcano this week began erupting for the first time since 1984. Officials say there is no sign the lava will threaten populated areas as dozens of people, including families with children, came to see it. And a court in Tanzania has sentenced 11 people to death on Friday for the murder of a conservationist there. Anti-poaching activist Wayne Lauder was shot dead in August 2017. Marissa Melton, VOA News.